These days, more consumers are making their voices heard about how they think farmers should produce crops and livestock, and the large food store chains and restaurant chains have reacted to that. Many have required their suppliers to make changes.
Cage-free eggs is a good example of the industry basically making an adjustment, listening to the message that the market is sending.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, and indeed the transition to cage-free is gaining momentum. In fact,
we see this as probably the most significant change that we've ever been part of, and a lot more to come.
David Redig runs Rembrandt Foods in Iowa, the third largest egg producer in the country and a leader in cage-free egg production, and he told a conference in Washington that nationally,
in 2007, there were approximately 9.1 million layers, or 3% of the flock, dedicated to cage-free. Today, 23.6 million layers, almost a tripling over the course of the last 8 years.
He says in the next 7 years, a third of the U.S. egg market could transition to cage-free, even though the capital costs to do it will be huge. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.